T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:48 here on a Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Lots of three-pointers as Shockers whip Tulsa, 81-60.
Two.
Teachers on strike in Oakland, California.
One.
Tom Stoles as new Sedgwick County manager. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions looking pretty good in the Wichita area there so far this morning. Not seeing much in the way of big traffic slowdowns, but those volumes just now starting to pick up. Through the overnight hours, we've had some fog in the area, but right now visibility at Eisenhower National Airport, 10 miles. So no problems as far as visibility is concerned. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Morning fog, then mostly cloudy today with a high of 46 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 32. Friday cloudy with a 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 44. Now mostly cloudy, 31 degrees. A southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Stocks finished the day in the green Wednesday.
Markets treading water leading up to the 2 p.m. release of January's Fed minutes, but reaction was muted, stocks rising only slightly in response to an unsurprising report. The Dow ending slightly higher, up 63, the NASDAQ up 2, the S&P up 5. A rough day for CVS, its stock falling 8% after missing on revenue estimates and lowering its earnings forecast for 2019. CVS says it wants to focus on its acquisition of Aetna, which it bought for $69 billion last fall. Garmin, though, having its best day in 11 years, the maker of fitness and navigation devices crushing earnings expectations, the stock closing up 17%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
Costly, unexpected home repairs. Mm-hmm. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. As you know, Steve, you know, home ownership is great. However, maintenance cannot be avoided if you want that house to perform it, you know, its duty to provide safe shelter. Well, here are some repairs that you often don't think about that need to be addressed before they create a catastrophe. You need to look out for them now. First of all, rodents, insects, and bugs. Any living thing that you didn't invite into your home shouldn't be there and could become an uncontrollable problem. If you see bees flying into your attic, roaches scattering when light comes on, or termites swarming in the springtime, take care of it now. Any unwanted living organism has a potential to spread disease and potentially ruin the integrity of your house. Chipping and peeling caulking around doors and windows needs to be removed and replaced. Caulk is designed primarily to keep water out. If water gets in, it could cause mold growth and wood rot that would compromise the integrity of the wood. Failing caulk around plumbing could cause leaks and major damage. It also keeps the weather out of the house. Replacing caulk could also reduce energy bills as well. Dry rot on your wood deck. When you see crumbling, soft wood on your deck, it's time to thoroughly inspect because some of the structure below may fall apart and eventually fail. That's a danger that could cause injury. Failing appliances not only waste energy, but are potential hazards. A gas leak or poor ventilation from a stove, a water heater or heating unit could cause an explosion or emit poisonous carbon monoxide. A failing water heater tank could flood a space, creating major water damage. I've heard of that happening a lot.
Yeah.
Overgrown trees need to be addressed immediately. They have the potential to snap and damage the house. Branches rubbing on your shingles can ruin the watertight integrity of your roof. Well, these problems are often easy to put off, but they need to be fixed immediately. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Just a little quick background. You are a person who's owned rental property since you were a kid.
Well, since I was 21.
A young man. Yeah. You know, but yeah. So you understand that maintenance thing.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Know, and you're
definitely.
Good at it. You're good at it.
Well, I enjoy doing that stuff. I don't golf, so I work on trains and houses.
So I'm roofs. Limited. There are certain things that I'm good at, like the yard and things like that, but a handyman, I'm not.
Oh, really?
It's like the other night for our anniversary, I was going to grill some ribeyes on our Gen Air range. I love that grill.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't work, so what'd I do? Well, I called one of our advertisers, Mike Napoleon, and he came out to fix the Gen Air. And within a day or so, he was out there quick.
Wow.
But, you know, that's the kind of things that I'm not very good at.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Mike is around to help us with that kind
of stuff. I've learned that if you just open up the hood, take a look at it, often your logic and common sense can figure out what's happening. You know, if gas is not getting to the, you know, to the jets, then maybe there's a clog in the line somewhere, you know?
Well, and this was a simple one that if I'd had time and a Brillo pad, I could have solved it myself.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a switch deal, and it was just a, you know how contacts are on, you've got to keep them smooth there.
Gotcha. Up. Cleaned anyway, up, yeah.
I got some help. I need help.
Had dripped on it.
Yeah. Jad will tell you, I need especially a lot of technical help.
Yeah.
When I come in here in the morning.
Mental help. I'm glad that hospital's going
to
open up.
I am stumped by the words log in, and Jad has to help me with that every day. By the way, you've been doing.
That's not a joke.
Well, I'm not. Yeah.
I wasn't laughing.
I am. It's not a fake joke. Come on, guys. By the way, Don, you just pointed out something that's interesting, and I don't know what the anniversary date is, but you've been doing this. You've been doing this segment with us for a long time.
I know. I was blown away.
Did you say 04?
I was looking back at some paperwork, and I saw my initial. You know, I have to run these scripts up the line to be approved.
Yeah.
And it was 2004, April of 2004. I should get the exact date, but that means 15 years hanging out with you characters.
Why don't you get the exact date so we can have some sort of a celebration when it comes around?
Well, St. Shelley, make me some cookies?
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Oh, boy. We'll celebrate.
And you get her for half price.
Man.
All right. Ted is boiling over there. He wants to say something about my unhandiness, but I don't think he's got time.
Oh, we don't have time. The show ends at 9 a.m. We don't have time.
6:55. Oh, thanks, guys. 6:55. Coming up at 7 o'clock, a complete look at today's news. Oakland, California teachers going on strike. That story and more coming up at 7. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.